Welcome to the Heavens Devils podcast, a Four Screen Rovers podcast by two Americans who don't know what they're talking about. My name is Nathan. This is Sham.
Heavens Devils podcast. You may call us madmen, but the only January Jones we have is for FGR to collect three more points. Let's go!
Let's go!
Not even the most recent American prestige TV drama, but still had to pull it out.
I gotta close the window before I record, cause New York don't know how to be quiet.
Yeah, I, you know, I've never seen Mad Men.
Not. Wow. Wow.
I think I watched the first episode. And I don't know. I just wasn't into
it. Not a fan of smoking in all in bars and drinking during the middle of the day at work.
Yeah. Misogyny, isn't there like a lot of but I guess that's reflective of the time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 60s seemed to be a real trip. So
I never got into it. Anyway, I am into Succession, which I know you're not a big fan of, but your wife is a big fan.
Yeah, it's not that I'm not a fan of it. I just couldn't get into the hype. Although they do mention football there, and they do mention Scottish football, which really feeds into today's episode.
Good tie into our guest today, which we'll talk about in a second. Although you already know because you saw the title of the episode. But anyway, hey man, the music though, Succession.
It is.
So
that's a banger.
So
that's
you gotta give it that.
Yeah, that's an all timer for the theme.
Anyway, so good. Anyway, all right, Shimmy, let's get into it. First and foremost, thank you for hanging out with us. You could be doing anything with your time right now. You could write a book. You could learn how to play the violin, volunteer at a soup kitchen, educate the youth, spend quality time with friends and family. And you chose to do none of that. You chose to waste about an hour of your precious time, an hour that you're not getting back with us, here with us, hanging out with us, listening to us. And
not
we cannot thank you enough for that.
Can save you on this one.
So thank you so much for hanging out with us. Shimmy, this is episode 50.
It's insane.
Holy crap.
Right? We made it to 50.
That's insane.
A half century of episodes.
We made it to... Yes. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. And it snuck up on us because we were supposed to do like a little, episode 50 thing with the legends, in my humble opinion. The Hall of Fame. People who got us to 50, which, you know, there's a ton of people who have helped us along the way. But we're going to see if we can have some of those people on next week. So we'll celebrate. We'll do episode 50 next week on episode 50.
Yeah, it's kind of like the beginning of a century or a decade isn't like the zero. It's like, you know, like the 21st century started in 2001 or something, right? There you go. Something like that.
Oh, okay. I like that take. All right. So we'll celebrate episode 50 in episode 51. But for now, for episode 50, we have an amazing guest, Shimmy. A big old show today. A huge show. We have, from Scotland, on loan from a little championship club called Barnsley, the hijacker, the carjacker, the Loch Ness Monster, the vegan haggis hurler, the jack attack. No, not the jack attack. We can't use that. Already taken. The guest who always hits at a blackjack table, Shimmy. He could have been down to 17 at the blackjack table. Every blackjack strategy says at 17 you always stand. Doesn't matter what the dealer card is. You stand on 17, Shimmy. But you know what our guest does at 17?
Says hit me.
And he wins every time he hit. He doesn't follow blackjack strategy. We have attacking midfielder Black Jack Aitchison, a.k.a. Jack Aitchison, is on the pod. Oh, Jimmy. Awesome chat with Jack. Oh my goodness, what a dude. So chill. We did so many stupid things with Jack. He's, and he was like just cool with it. He just went
with
the
patient
flow.
It makes me think very highly of people from Scotland and what they can put up with. They seem like a very patient people.
Yes, 100%. So we do a little game recap with Jack. We do a little fashion police with Jack. We do interrogate fast questions, faster answers with Jack. And then we get into who Jack is as a player,
as a
person.
And you know what I love about Jack is that Jack, maybe it's based on all his blackjack success, is with interrogate.
Yes.
He did his thing, man. We could not phase him. We could not, like, cause him to, you know, panic and go fast. He just did it in his own time. And I'm here for it. It was awesome.
Yes, 100%.
So chill.
If he can weave through two idiots like us, he can weave through any defender, too. So, awesome chat with an awesome man who has an awesome accent because he's Scottish. Shimmy, before we get into it, two questions. Question one, let me double check. Are you recording?
Yes, I am.
All right, good, good. I forgot to check on that, and I'm recording too. All right, so that's good. We are recording. Somehow, we have not made that mistake yet in 50 episodes. Shipping 50 episodes.
I think you just
crazy.
Jinxed it.
And as I did. Something technical is going to go wrong. But as dumb as we are, and as bad as amateur as we are at this podcast and stuff, it is amazing that we've never like accidentally not hit record. I don't know how that's happened or how that's not happened.
Yeah, you got me. You got me. We've somehow made it to 50, and I have no idea how exactly.
So. Well, anyway, Shimmy, we made it to 50, Shimmy. How are we feeling? How is life, Shimmy?
Hey, life's pretty good. I mean, our club is rolling. We have a goal differential of 30 goals.
30!
We're blowing away the next closest rivals, right? Because I think number two... they have a third plus 13 goal differential, right?
It's not unbelievable.
So just insane, and just you know, continuing to pick up points. That match yesterday was just incredible. You know, it started off a little bit taut, but by the end we were comfortable 3-0 winners. So man, just feeling so good about the squad. You know, we were waiting for the other shoe to drop in January and possibly February with the transfer window, with match postponements, with just natural ups and downs of the season. But man, we just keep rolling. I'd love to see it.
Oh, we are rolling. You mentioned the goal difference there. Yeah, I think only Man City, Liverpool, and Fulham, my beloved Fulham, are ahead of us on goal difference. So we have, like you said, 30. Man City have 41. Liverpool have 39. I think Fulham have like 48.
Yeah, they've been hanging,
like,
as Ash Lovers love to say, basketball scores on their opponents recently.
They have 7-0, 6, yeah. Scoring more than the Green Bay Packers, San Francisco 49ers.
Just shout out to Marco Silva. He's unleashed something at Hayden Cottage, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of similarities, actually, with Fulham and Forest Green this year, and I love it as a Fulham and Forest Green fan. And the managerial change for both teams, I mean... unbelievable what a difference it's made.
Maybe just having a handsome manager is just, he can't help but want to score for him. So, yeah.
Well, I think Fulham had a handsome manager last year too with what's his name?
Such a memorable, attractive face. You remembered his name. Scotty Parker.
Scotty Parker, that's it. I don't know how. I put the past behind me. I'm only looking forward, Shimmy. That's why.
There's only one man we're thinking of, and that's Rob Edwards.
That's the heartthrob, Rob the heartthrob Edwards. What a guy! So yeah, man, absolute domination on Saturday. We had all the chances. No disrespect to Carlisle, but our players are just a class above. You see, Kane Wilson gliding past defenders, Nicky Caddin dropping crosses, dropping long balls wherever he wants. Jack Aitchison threading the needle with his through balls. Young Jake Young just dancing around defenders. Jama and Maddie putting balls in the back of the net for fun. JMT, he's dynamite. Blocking, intercepting, tackling. Well, that's what you want to see, Shimmy. And you know, all the rest of the defense just casually making blocks, interceptions, tackles. They make it all look so effortless. This team does not belong in League 2. And yesterday was just... another example of that. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
And special shout out to Vegan Regan Hendry as well. Man, birthday boy. Yes. He just celebrated his birthday recently. But man, he was just dominating the midfield. The accuracy of his passes and the way he just kept the ball moving forward. I thought Carlisle wasn't giving us too much space, but we managed to play through them. And I thought he was a big part of that, especially in the first half. So.
Yes. I mean, like, every player was amazing yesterday. It's unbelievable. And by yesterday, I guess I should say Saturday, because I don't know when you're listening to this. But unbelievable. By the way, Regan Hendry, a.k.a. Vegan Hendry, as we find out today with our guest Jack Aitchison, does not like to be called Vegan Hendry. Keep that. But it's good.
He's been
good
paid
motivation
off by the Haggis Lobby, and he's can't go back on that.
Yeah. I love it. All right, FGR women update. So we're not sure of the details because we couldn't find it. The Twitter account wasn't posting it. But thanks to our guy, Chris Latham, who, by the way, Chris Latham will be back on the pod next week. A 6-0 win today, on Sunday, the time we're recording this, for the Forest Green Rovers women's team, allows them to make up ground in the table. Huge win, 6-0. They are now in the mid, they're 6-6 in the table, but they do have a game in hand on some of the teams. Six, by the way, is mid-table. There's 10 teams in the table. But that's incredible, an incredible feat, because I believe they jumped up 2 divisions this year. So yeah, they've huge jump up. So it's incredible that they've kind of established themselves as a mid-table team so quickly. You know, anytime you get promoted, especially if you like get promoted 2 divisions, you know, the thing you want to try, it's just like, don't get relegated.
Survival.
Yeah, yeah, survive. Exactly. And this women's team seems to be more than that, like thriving. And kind of on that note, I want to give a shout out to Chris Hicks. Awesome guy. We had him on the pod. The man, the former manager of the women's team, he stepped down this past week.
About a week ago, yeah.
Yeah, for personal reasons. And man, awesome guy. It was so fun getting to know him. And you can just see the culture that he's kind of built around this club. So just want to say thanks to Chris Hicks, man. I really, like, what a guy. He was so nice, so kind, so gracious.
Yeah, he didn't have to make time for us because he didn't know who who the heck we were, but he was such a gracious guest. It was great to talk to him and hear about his background with diversity in the FA, and then what he's done with this, you know, this group of exciting young women football players.
Absolutely, yeah. He's done so much great work in the area of women's football, not just with our club, but like you said, with the FA. So his legacy will be long lasting. And man, awesome dude. And I he should feel proud of what he's done and how he's brought this team up a few divisions to be established them as a mid-table club. And an awesome guy. I wish, that was one that I wish we didn't hit stop recording, because as soon as we stopped recording, man, we kept talking for another 30 minutes, an hour. I don't know how long it was, but
yeah,
it was just a great guy, hilarious guy. Like, all the jokes came out. He was an awesome dude. And the players loved him. So shout out to Chris Hicks, man. You've done awesome work with our club, Forest Green Rovers, but you've also done awesome, awesome work through the FA. So you should be very proud of that. And
best
of luck, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, best of luck. And shout out to the women. 6-0 win. I'm assuming Hattie Jones, I mean, she definitely scored one of those goals. All she does is score goals.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming Charlie scored also a few of those goals. Hopefully we'll find out later. But big shout out to the women's team. All right, let's keep it rolling, baby. So before we get to Jack Aitchison, which we're going to get to in a minute, most of this show is going to be with Jack. And like I said, we're going to do typical stupid stuff with Jack, like Fashion Police with Jack, Interrogate with Jack. We'll do some silly stuff with Jack. But let's talk about transfer rumors, because they're heating up around our man Ibu Adams. It started with some Twitter rumors
last week or a couple weeks ago.
The Gambian goat. I now have I'm getting a few WhatsApp messages from people who may be in the know, or may not. I don't know, but they seem to think that Blackpool is making a real offer. So I don't know. What do you think about that, Shimmy?
Man, we call him the midfield maestro for a reason. You know, we see him when he's plays for FGR and for Gambia as well. Who, congrats to them, right? Kind of moving ahead and progressing in AFCON. But we see him just put his body on the line. He's down on the turf. You could never fault Ibu for the effort he puts forward. So I can see why that particular aspect of his game, why he'd be so attractive to other clubs. My hope is that he stays, that he can stay and he can do for us in League One what he's helped us achieve in League Two so far.
100%, man. You don't want to lose, a guy like Ibu. He's an unbelievable midfielder. He can play really almost any position. He's a fan favorite for his humility, for his work ethic. He's the engine. Exactly. He's the catalyst of this team.
You'll hear from
if you're low on energy, you just look at Ibu and boom, you get energy. Even me, it just comes across to the TV. That's why I got so much energy now. I just watched a bunch of highlights of Ibu, so I'm like off the roof.
Oh, anyway. Nathan, you have a little bit of white. Sorry. I think that was just a donut.
What?
I think that's just a donut.
Family.
Sorry.
You'll never see
it. No, it was Ibu.
Anyway,
it was Ibu. Ibu's energy is infectious. And as you'll hear Jack say later too, right? He's taken him under his wing a little bit at his time at the club in these loan spells. So, man, an invaluable member of this club.
You'll never see him take a minute off, a second off. You know, from whistle to whistle, he's given everything he has, and you know that's why everyone loves him, everyone respects him. And there's no question he's one of our best five players, one of our top five players, and he's important too. In games that Ibu's played, we've won 12, drawn 5, and lost 0. Wow. Without Ibu, we've won 4, drawn 2, and lost 2. So you can clearly see his impact. But that said, let's say that he does leave. It's gonna sunk. It's gonna stink. You know, it's not when we don't want that. But that said, man, this team is a work of art. Richard Hughes has created a masterpiece. This is not a League Two side. There's so much depth. There's so much talent on this team from the top with Richard and Richie and Rob, and then all the players. We have so much depth that I think we're stacked. I think if he leaves, it will definitely hurt. We'll lose a few more games than we would have, if he didn't leave. But I still think we're a promotion favorite. I still think we win the league if he leaves. But at the end of the day, you don't want to do that. You don't want him to leave. You want it to be secure. So I hope he stays.
Yeah, and I think he deserves it. I think he deserves to be there with the rest of the boys when we win. When we win League
That's
One,
right,
League Two this year. And so I want him there on the last day celebrating and that achievement and wishing the best. But again, no one ever wants to stand in someone's the way of their career progression and moving up. But
you got a limited time in this sport. You gotta get the bag when you can, get paid when you can, and if you can move up, to a higher level, it's part of your career. He's 26.
Hey, entering the prime.
Entering his prime, exactly. So you can't blame him if he did it. But man, it would stink. Like it's hard to imagine a Forest Green promotion without Ibu Adams, they're celebrating on the last, whatever
yeah,
day.
And somehow getting a yellow card during the celebration and ending up on the turf. But that's what we want to see. We want to see it so badly. So we're hoping he stays.
Oh yeah. Well, we love Ibu and he's still doing his thing in the Gambia. Amazing stuff, man. Amazing player. Hope he stays, but can't blame him if he didn't. And it's obvious why teams are looking.
We gotta reach out to Bax Blue to make sure he keeps whispering in his ear. Bax Blue is gonna be the Ibu whisperer. So we need him to
That's right. That's right. As we said when Bax was on last time, you don't see Blackpool jerseys. You don't see Blackpool kits in the stands at AFCON. No. You only see Forest Green. Stay with us, Ibu. Stay with us. Anyway, apart from Ibu, there don't appear to be any other transfer. I mean, I haven't heard of any transfer rumors. Doesn't mean that they're not out there, but it seems like right now Ibu's the only one who potentially could go. And transfers window is closing, Shimmy. We got what, I think a week?
Yeah, about 10 days.
A little bit more than a week.
About 10 days or so. I think it's the beginning, right, of February that it closes?
I think it's the last day of January.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah.
I don't know. We're dumb.
We are idiots, true. We are ignorant, also true. And I don't know how to finish that sentence. But but let's just hope, man. Let's hope the team stays together. That's all we know.
Yes. Oh, we need. I just wouldn't feel right with no Ibu there at the end celebrating promotion if we make it, or celebrating a title if we make it. We need Ibu to be there. He's such a big part of this team and the growth of this team over the last couple of few years. We need him there. But and of course his contribution on the pitch, as I just said, the record, it speaks for itself. So we want him there. If we do lose him, I still think we get promoted. But it won't be as easy, I guess, as it's looking so far. But anyway, we'll talk more about the match with Jack. Actually, let's just get to Jack, Shimmy. Let's shut up. People are tired of hearing us. Let's go talk to Jack.
Shimmy? The only Scottish reference that you and I have is from about 30 years ago with Braveheart, where we have William Wallace. So all Americans know is freedom. So we need to update that. We got to update it for the 21st century. And what better place to start than with Jack?
That's true. Let's do it. So let's give people freedom from us talking. And let's go to Jack. Oh, my God. Jack Ageson, just an awesome, awesome chat. Awesome guy. You're going to love him. Everyone loves him already for his selfless play on the pitch, his humility off the pitch when fans have had a chance to meet him. You're going to see a whole lot more of that right here. And you're going to see how patient he is dealing with two idiots like us. Awesome chat. Let's go to our man, Jack Ageson. Here we go. Boom. we welcome to the pod our version of William Wallace fighting for the independence of the Four Screen Rovers from League Two. We hit the jackpot when we signed this man on loan. He is a jack of all trades when it comes to the attack. He has hijacked League Two Airlines and made... Wait, never mind. Let me skip that one. Some call him Lumberjack because he cuts down those tall trees of defenders. Some call him Jackknife because he's small, yet he has so many blades of skill to slice up opposing defenses. And as we mentioned at the top, he's the only casino player to defy blackjack logic and hit on 17 and win every time. The Haggis Hurler, the cross pitch pass curler, the on the ball twirler, the Loch Ness Monster of League 2, the boss of the caber toss. He is Kevin De Bruyne at Kilt. Please welcome Jack Aitchison to the podcast. Welcome, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, thanks for having me on after that an amazing introduction there. That was very good.
Well, thank you for being here. Yeah. So first question, thoughts on Scottish independence? I'm just kidding. we're kidding.
It's not that type of pod. Yeah.
Yeah. But Jack Aitchison. So before we get to you, to Jack Aitchison, the player, the man, the caber tosser, we want to talk about the game with you that just happened on Saturday. So just to recap for everybody at home, 16th minute, a ridiculous Kane Wilson run set up a Nicky Cadden cross that found Carlisle player Morgan Feeney for an own goal. A beautiful, fast, creative play from Kane and Cads. That alone deserved a goal, in my opinion. Rovers made it 2-0, 7 minutes into the second half, as a ridiculous Nicky Cadden through ball finds young Jake Young, who tap dances around the box, delivers the ball on a platter to Matty Stevens, who repays the Rovers for the new contract, makes it 2-0, his 15th goal of the season. And then 13 minutes left in the game, some guy named, what is it, Jake Atkinson? Is that right? Jack Aitchison? Anyway, I'm not too familiar with this guy. Rovers number 10. Whoever he is, he threaded the needle. And when I say thread the needle, Shimmy, this guy, Jake Atkinson, just slid the ball right through on a string to Jamma, who clinically finished, making it 3-0, extending the unbeaten run to 14 games and not conceding a home goal since mid-October. Crazy. So thoughts on the game, guys. Start with you, Jack.
Yeah, obviously, watching through the bench for the side, I thought Carlisle started a little bit strong in the first 15, 20 minutes. But I thought we dealt with it well, and good bit of movement between Young and Kane, but obviously led to the goal, and obviously Cads does what he does, just swing it in with that perfect left foot. So I think after we get the first goal, I thought it could be 2 or 3 here, and luckily it was. So I think the boys done brilliant yesterday. Obviously I came on the last 30, but even when I came on, it just felt so comfortable, and like we didn't really look like conceding through my eyes. So
yeah. So yeah, what is your mindset when you come on? So we're up 2-0 at home. You feel like we're a little bit comfortable, but how is it for you coming on then? And of course, you went on to have that incredible assist for Jamma. But kind of walk us through your mindset.
Yeah, it's just obviously one mind, obviously try to just kind of see the game out a little bit and obviously take on the instructions, obviously what Richie or the gaffer says. But obviously in a player's mind, you obviously want to try and get your goals, assists up. More at the point, just help the team, try to get the 3 points. So I think the setup that we had yesterday when I came on, it was quite compact, which let me go and do my things up front. And I thought, obviously, slid jamming and the finish was perfect, to be fair. So great from him.
Yeah, well, the finish wouldn't be there without the perfect pass, like right that's to right. his foot into his stride that he slotted away.
Oh, that's So I want to talk about that pass actually. So just quick thoughts overall. Another dominating performance. You know, this team is a class above Carlisle. No disrespect to Carlisle, but this team is a work of art. This is a Richard Hughes masterpiece. Put it in the Louvre. You know, from the talent on the pitch to the coaching, you know, Richard Hughes has created, you know, what has the potential to become one of the greatest teams in League Two history if things continue on as they have been for the next few months. It's hard to pick a man of the match in this one. Everyone was good. Everybody was good. The real deal, Jamil, the people's champ, Matty Stevens, Big Daddy Kane, Tricky Nicky, JMT's Dynamite, Big Ben Stevenson, Cooley Bailey, Carwell. Everyone was amazing. Jake and Atkinson, whoever that guy was.
Yeah, don't sleep on Regan Vegan Hendry. Also, Regan, I was a little unsung, but he helped dominate the midfield in the first part of the match.
Shout out to the Scots. Young Jake Young was amazing. He only played 60 some minutes, had to clear the way for this Jake Atkinson guy, whoever that was. But man, Jack, you were out of control in those 25 minutes when you came on and played. Out of control, just unbelievable on the ball, incredible passing. You had a crazy through ball to Kane Wilson, actually, and Kane later found Maddie for a header. It was off target, but then, you know, a few minutes later, you had that through ball, perfect through ball to Jama on your assist. Jama later tweeted, Jack Aitchison loves a through ball. So, Jack, what's a better feeling for you? What is a better feeling for Jack Aitchison, scoring a goal or delivering the perfect through ball, setting your teammate up for a goal?
It's quite hard, to be fair, because I think I've had this debate with a number of people. I don't know, I just feel the perfect kind of eye and needle pass right through it, but at least a goal. I don't know, I just feel like I get such an amazing feeling just obviously seeing somebody else put it in that you've kind of created. But at the same time, you can't really beat a scoring feeling either. So I'm going to go assist. I'm going to go for an assist, yeah.
Let's go! The selfless man, the distributor, man. You're like a point guard out there delivering passes where they need to go, organizing the pitch, man. It's a beautiful thing to watch.
And we're stupid Americans. So as we've said before on this pod, we love goals. We love scores. We hate ties. But right. It's plays like those eye of the needle passes that you thread. I think that give us a deeper appreciation for the game, right? Like it's when someone makes a great pinpoint pass that you understand the importance of space. Of the timing of runs. So, play like yours, Jack, is just what really helps us to appreciate this game and learn more about
it. No, definitely. I think, obviously, when stuff comes off in the game, like the kind of pass through to Jammer yesterday and the finish, that's not like we've worked on that for like months, you know what I mean? So, to see it finally kind of paying off, and I think you can see it in our celebration, but me and Jammer, we were just obviously both delighted. So, yeah. No, really good.
Oh, love that. Love that. So, incredible performance by you in your limited time out there. You absolutely made the most of it. And man, what another dominating performance by this team. Our next match is a huge one against Tranmere. Massive game. Two teams will be fighting for promotion, potentially two teams fighting for the title. And also, there's a long history with Tranmere, a little rivalry. It's a despicable club, a club all FGR fans despise. But we need to preview it, the game nonetheless. However, Jack, Sean and I know nothing about football. We are idiots, so we can't do a legitimate preview. But what we can do is make fun of their kits in a segment called Fashion Police. So, Jack, we have volunteered you to join us in this evaluating the Tranmere kit. Fashion Police is basically just a segment. Are you down to join us?
Yeah, I guess I am, yeah.
Let's go! All right, I like that. That's sort of
there you go. All right. That's the best answer we could expect from any guest we've had. It's never been more enthusiastic. All right,
so do you need to see the kit, or do you know what it looks like?
I'll have a little look at it first, yeah, before I give any judgments.
Here, I'll share my screen.
See? A fair guy. He wants to see. No prejudge.
I'll share my screen. Here we go. Tranmere home and away. Tranmere kit rovers, whatever. Here it is. All right, I'm going to share my screen so you can see the home kit and the away kit. And here we go. Here's the home kit. All right, I'm going to share my screen.
Nails, hair, hips, heels, face, done, lips.
All right, here's the home kit. Full, big, see my
bills.
Screen?
Yes, I'm a big deal.
Here we go.
All right, so I'll go first. But before we go, Jack, I forgot to mention, Sean and I have to dress up for this. It is Fashion Police.
We are laying down the law on the sartorial choices of League 2, so we have to.
That's right.
We have to establish our authority.
All right, so here we go. Just get the old... Here we go. Fashion Police, here we go. Fashion Police. Tranmere edition, here we go. Home kit, starting with the home kit. I'll go first. Then we'll hear your guys' thoughts. So here we go. Home kit. To me, this is the best kit in the league. It's the blue and green horizontal stripes down the middle. I love a collar on a kit. It just oozes class. This is a 90s kit. It is a tribute to Tranmere's 95 to 1997 kit. As a 90s kid, I love everything about the 90s. The AOL dial-up noises that, you know, when you try to connect to the internet. I love Hi-C Ecto Cooler. Friday nights, you know, with your friends going to Blockbuster Video to rent a movie. Slap bracelets, doing the Macarena at your parents' friends' weddings. Getting furious at your parents when they're driving and they hit a bump and your CD skips. I love everything about the 90s, guys. Everything. The magic eye picture that you can't, I could never actually see that. Playing Sega Genesis in Michael Baker's basement. Being afraid of Y2K. And I love this Tranmere kit. It brings back all those beautiful memories of the 90s, Shimmy and Jack, and I love it. This is almost the best kit in League 2. I say almost because Forest Green Rovers obviously have the best one. Second, Tranmere is also the worst club in the entire football league. Screw Tranmere. This is a beautiful kit, but I give it a 0 out of 10 because of who's wearing it. Sham, and then we'll go to Jack.
I mean, I think you painted such a vivid picture, Nathan. And Jack, you were not born until after the 90s, right?
Yeah, so I'm actually 2000
yeah.
baby.
Wow.
Yeah, oh my God. So what do you think about Nathan's descriptions? Was that just completely alien to you? Anything that he described sounds like he described.
Yeah,
like
did
Mars.
You know any of those 90s terms? Or
I was kind of trying to catch on, but if I'm being honest, no, I don't actually.
I always appreciate the honesty. And to be fair, I only understand about 40% of what Nathan says at any given time. So,
yeah, me
but
too.
No worries.
I only understand about 40% of what I say as well.
But, you know, I'm of a similar age of Nathan. You know, we're both millennials. So I do have 90s nostalgia as well. And actually, this home kit reminds me of a different sport in the U.S., ice hockey. And it reminds me of a now defunct team called the Hartford Whalers. So they're a team that used to play in Connecticut in the U.S. And they had these colors, the blue, green, and white. And it just works for me. I think it's a great color combo. I love the way they use the stripes on this particular kit. Yeah, couldn't have, you know, worst team couldn't have picked a better kit. But I'm with you, Nathan. I'm giving them a slightly higher score on this. So from my 90s nostalgia, I'm going to give them an 8 out of 10.
Well, I gave him a 0. Sean gave him an 8. Jack, what do you got?
Well, obviously, being for Scotland, the kind of Celtic Rangers, you get a bit of the blue and the green in there.
Ah,
so
yeah.
I'm not too sure if it would go down too well from Scotland, obviously, for the rivals. But no, I think it's a nice, fresh kit. It's got the kind of two hoops in the leg as well. Kind of, I think it's fresh, so I think I'll go 7 out of 10. I go 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, the hoops on the legs are a nice touch. And I love that. The Celtic Rangers rivalry there on one kit. That's a fascinating take.
So that's another reason to hate Tranmere, is because they're pandering to the Scots, right? They're not decided. They haven't claimed their allegiance to Rangers or Celtic.
Pick a side, Tranmere. All right, let's go to the away kit where they have picked a side, a Premier League side. Here we go. Away kit. Let me find it. Here we go. Here's the away kit. Right there. All right, so this one is awful. Last week, Carlisle away, we talked about it. It was the bootleg knockoff Crystal Palace 1920 away kit. This one is the bootleg knockoff Aston Villa West Ham Burnley kit. Completely unoriginal. And apart from that, there's no effort in this kit. It's just so plain, so boring. It's got the creativity of an ant. It's more boring than watching golf. No offense, because I know you're Scottish. This kit stinks. As good as their home kit is, this one is bad. Another 0 out of 10. What do you got, Sean?
Ooh. I mean, I'll say this. Claret and blue, or like claret and pew.
It stinks.
I'm with you. It's not good. So this is even lower. I'm giving this a 3 out of 10. No originality.
All right, perfect. What do you got, Jack?
Yeah, I don't think I can pull up in your descriptions either. Nah, like you say, it's kind of like a first thing I thought was a fake West Ham strip.
Exactly.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think I'd feel very fresh and energetic playing in that on a Saturday. So, I think I'll give it a 0 as well, actually, to be fair.
Let's go, my guy,
there
Jack.
There we go.
0 out of 10. You'll love to see it.
There we go. So, I think that worked out well. Their home kit amongst the three of us, they got a 5 out of 10. And then, based on this one, we got a 1 1/3 out of 10 on the awake. So
I love it. And, nice. And Jack, Four Screen Rovers fans, they already love you, Jack. But now that you've given Tranmere away a 0 out of 10, they're going to love you even more. Jack, let's keep it moving here. Let's keep it moving. Now let's learn a little bit more about you. Thank you. Forgot. We have to say you're under arrest to close out the segment. So here we go. Jack, on three, we're all going to say you're under arrest. Here we go.
All right, Tranmere Rovers.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Tranmere Rovers.
Rovers, you're under arrest.
There we go. All right, perfect. Perfect. All right, so Jack, now let's get to learn a little bit more about you. Beyond your fashion sense, which is really good, by the way, I have to say, excellent fashion sense by giving Tranmere a 0 there. First, we asked for a 2 truths and a lie. Jack, do you have 2 truths and a lie for us?
Yeah, so here they are. That one of them is that I'm 6 foot tall. One of them is I supported Arsenal since I've been young.
Ooh,
and Arsenal. The third one is that I'm the youngest scorer for Celtic.
Oh man, ooh. I already know the answer. I already know the answer. So I'll let Shimmy guess, because this one's if you did any research, and the only research we do is looking at Wikipedia, but the answers are already on Wikipedia. Unless somebody incorrectly messed with Wikipedia, ooh, ahead of this to mess with us, because they knew that the only thing we would look at is Wikipedia. So I already know the answer.
Perhaps Sean? Jake Ashy's son had edited the Wikipedia page. Actually, Ashy's son is a name better left for me during this winter time. I'm struggling with my dry skin this year.
Oh, me too. I'm so ashy right now. I need that lotion. Anyway.
Oh, but this is good. You know, so I think, you know, I'm sort of drawn towards the Celtic thing, because I think it's true that he was that Jack is the youngest scorer for Celtic, which is what a great honor. So I'm gonna give that to him. I don't think he's lying about that, because it's worth bragging about. But I'm not sure about the Arsenal fanhood, just because I know Mikel Arteta, the current Arsenal manager, used to be a Rangers player. Ooh. Back in the day, throughout his career there. Ooh. So I wonder if this is a bit of a red herring, where it's like, you know, he says he's a Gooners fan, but he couldn't possibly support a former Rangers player. And also, if he's an Arsenal fan like I am, I don't wish that level of pain on anyone. So I'm hoping that's the lie. I'm gonna go with that one. I'll go with number two.
All right, I'm going. I already know the answer. If Wikipedia is to be believed, he is the youngest scorer in Celtic history and the youngest person to make a debut appearance at 16 years and 71 days. And then he is also an Arsenal supporter, according to Wikipedia. And he's not 6 foot tall. And also, we know that because I feel like the tall guys like Dan Sweeney always make fun of the Scots because they says they're all short. So I'm going to say 6 foot tall is the lie. Although, on your date, if you have a dating app, it probably does say 6 foot. But I'm going to say that's the lie. Zach, what do we got?
Yeah, I don't think my missus would like the dating app one. Saying I'm 6 foot tall. But yeah, you caught me out there. 6 foot. I'm actually about 5'8". So
yeah, hey,
pretty short.
Short king.
Yeah, short king. I'm also 5'8", so salute to a short king. I will always pledge my fealty to you.
I'm glad that I'm not the only small one then.
Oh, I love that. So Jack, we're going to ask actually about the Celtic stuff, which is, that's amazing. Like that you are, like, what a cool fact that you are the youngest player to ever represent the club in a competitive match. And
what a storied club as well. Such a
score. Exactly. So we're going to talk about that in a second. But first, Arsenal, why are you a Gooner?
To be fair, I didn't actually realize it said that on my Wikipedia page, so I think obviously just been into football so young. My dad was right into supporting Arsenal. We used to go down and watch the games and stuff.
Oh, nice.
So it just kind of automatically just start supporting them. And then I think just people like Thierry Henry and stuff, mm-hmm, and what they've done, it's quite attractive. So it might not so attractive to now, but back then.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That, and that's when I became a fan as well, like that kind of golden age under Arsene Wenger with Bergkamp and Thierry Henry and Pires. All those guys are just incredibly technical players. I know you may have been a little bit young. Would you and your father, were you able to make it to Highbury, or was it, were your trips down to the Emirates State?
Yeah, so we've actually been to both.
Wow.
We've been to both, so... Highbury was quite nice, that old kind of stadium, but I think I prefer the new one. I've been to that one maybe twice or three times, so yeah. Wow. It's a nice stadium.
Excellent.
Wow. Well, Sham and I are coming over in April, actually, and we were like hoping we could, like, I'm a Fulham fan, Sham's an Arsenal fan, so we were hoping that we could go see a game at Craven Cottage and see a game at the Emirates in addition to Forest Green. Unfortunately, it doesn't line up, and Forest Green obviously trumps both of those. So we're coming to two Forest Green games. We're skipping the Emirates, skipping Craven Cottage, but we'll get there someday. Anyway, but that's cool. That's cool. So let's move on. Actually, before we are going to talk about the Celtic stuff, because that's so cool. What an honor, what a record to be like 16 years old, barely 16 too, and get your first performance and get your first goal on your first touch. Incredible, but we'll talk about that in a second. We're gonna play one more stupid game with you, Jack, and then I promise we'll be done with the stupid games. Not the stupid questions, yeah. But the stupid games will be over.
Exactly. So
here we go. Last stupid game with you, and then we'll get into real questions here. So we're gonna play a game called Interrogate. Fast questions, faster answers. The game that nobody wins, but this is how it works. I ask you questions, you have to answer as fast as you can with the first thing that comes to your mind. Got it?
Yeah, I'll try. Yeah.
Accuracy doesn't matter. It just, whatever comes to your mind first,
speed.
Spit it out immediately. 2 seconds or less, each question. Boom, boom, boom. Got it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Interrogate, fast questions, faster answers. Here we go. First question. What's a song that Rob Edwards sings in the shower?
Angels by Robbie Williams.
aisle or window seat on a plane?
I prefer the aisle seat.
Greatest Scottish person.
What was that one, sorry?
Greatest Scottish person.
Greatest Scottish person in the Zoom.
Say it again.
Greatest Scottish person. David Bridges. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Best movie.
Sure.
I have no idea what you said there.
Did you say shooter? Shooter?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. All right. That's what I thought, but anyway. Most used app on your phone?
Instagram.
What is the internet?
The internet.
All right. What's the best smell?
My Messi's perfume.
There we go. Good answer, especially after the dating app 6 foot fiasco. Last question. This is the only one that determines if you get it right. What number am I thinking of right now?
10.
Oh, I knew you. I actually was. And I was going to, I wanted to think of a random number like 716, but as soon as I said it, I was like, boy, his number is 10. He's going to guess 10. And then so well done. You win. All right. Well done. Thank you for playing that stupid game with us. Let's get into it now for real. Jack Aitchison, you are a Scottish lad. I can only assume you grew up participating in Scottish activities that are antithetical. To Dale Vince and the Forest Green Rovers' green and vegan ideals. Things like haggis hurling, the coal-carrying race, the Moffat sheep race. I don't even know what that is. But how do you feel after how do you feel about Forest Green Rovers and kind of their ideals and their pitch, their off the pitch, their ethos off the pitch after two stints at the club?
Yeah, obviously the first time I came down, I think after I signed the contract, that's when I knew they were vegan. So I was kind of new to that, and I was a bit worried, to be fair, about obviously trips overnight, dinner before the game and stuff. But yeah, I think I lost quite a lot of weight in the first week I was at the club because it's already vegan food. But you start getting used to it, which is good. But no, I think I quite enjoy the club's kind of off the pitch stuff. Think stuff like Hector Bellerin and stuff, like kind of getting big players on board and getting the club's name out there, which is pretty good.
Yeah, oh, I feel 100%. Like even a Scottish team, it kind of followed an FGR's lead. I think it was Hibs, right? Hibernian, like, also decided to do more like eco-conscious stuff shortly after.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't actually know about that, so that's new to me. But yeah, it's good that people are falling in the bath. Yeah,
yeah, nice. So are those things kind of, I know Nathan was joking a little bit, but in Scotland, do those kinds of environmental pushes like have popularity amongst people? Like, I know there's a big thing with Donald Trump and like the solar windmills and stuff, or not, excuse me, the windmills that were off the coast. But do people there in Scotland like want to have green energy? Think about
it. Yeah, I think obviously you see quite a lot of like solar panels and stuff, but I'm not actually quite, obviously I don't take much into consideration there in Scotland about that kind of stuff, so
yeah. Okay.
You're still a baby.
Yeah.
I don't imagine that at 21 years old you've had to make many home heating and cooling decisions in your life.
But nah, I've not got a clue about that. No.
That's pretty much where you make the jump into middle age.
That's right. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
And when that becomes like a topic of conversation. Oh, how do you heat your house? Anyway. So you started your career at Celtic. You made your first debut 15th of May, 2016. You were the youngest player to ever represent the club in a competitive match at 16 years and 71 days. You scored your first goal on your first touch in that match, making you the youngest player to ever score for the club. Unbelievable. How was that? You know, can you describe that emotion as a 16-year-old?
No, I think I was just luckily enough to be involved with the first team about that age. And I think the team actually done well to get up. I think it was about 5 or 6-0 when I came on. So I believe if it had been a smaller score line, I wouldn't have got on. But yeah, it's something that you can't actually describe. And I'm sure it'll live with me forever. And you can probably tell by the way I'm speaking that I still can't really believe it happened now.
Do they let a 16-year-old get the match ball, or you just have to carry all the rest of the equipment still?
Yeah, I had to get the water bottles after the game, yeah.
Yeah, that was your reward. All of the match balls.
I love it. So are you a Celtic fan?
No, I'm not actually a Celtic or Rangers fan, to be fair.
Wow, interesting.
So, to be fair, I don't actually really support a Scottish team. I've always been Arsenal when... Yeah, but it's weird because obviously half of my family's Rangers and the other half Celtic, so there's always kind of like debates when they're kind of Celtic v Rangers, which is good.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah.
Well, now you know the gift to give them is the Tranmere home jersey for next year. It's gotta be under the Christmas tree. So.
There we go.
That's the official HSM family kit. I love that. So you're only 21 years old. You've been all over the place. As we said, you started your career with Celtic. You scored that crazy goal. You also played another game with Celtic where you won a penalty. So I think maybe, I don't know if that was your second competitive match with the first team. But anyway, you were rewarded with a loan to a Harry Potter club called Dumbarton. You then go on loan to Aloha Athletic. I assume that's a Hawaiian club. Then you come out to us at Forest Green. You then move permanently to Barnsley from Celtic, only to be loaned out again to Stevenage last season with Mandy Stevens. And then this season you are back with us with Forest Green. I just wonder how difficult is that mentally? Like does any place ever feel like home, or have you just become like used to just constantly moving around?
Yeah, obviously at such a young age, I think I went on loan twice before obviously I came down to yours. The first time, they're probably not the best loans, but it probably made me more grown up and mature, for probably set me up well for coming down to yours in the first kind of loan spell that I had. But that was the first time I've been away from my family when I came down to yours, so it was quite a lot of getting used to, but like I said, it set me up well, and I'm thankful that I'm here for the second spell, which is good also.
Oh, so are we. We're going to ask you about that in a minute. But just as a loan player, like, you know, you've been on loan so many times. How does that, like, where you have to, like, you just do, like, 6 months rentals from place to place? Like, how does the living situation work?
Yeah, so obviously the first couple of times the loans were in Scotland, so I was obviously living from home. But it wasn't until I came down here Forest Green are very good. They set me up an apartment and stuff. Nice. So they actually, they literally, as soon as I get down here, moved me in here, it felt like home straight away. But the one after that was obviously Stevenage, and I lived in a hotel for the full year.
Wow.
So that was yeah, it probably showed on the pitch, to be fair. Wow. It was better getting used to it, and yeah, I wasn't enjoying it, to be fair.
That's crazy. It's tough to living get in a hotel for a year. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was just obviously during the lockdown as well. So there was like no food on in the restaurant and stuff. So I was eating like Nando's every night for like a year.
Wow.
Oh man, that's brutal. That's brutal. Well, happy that's, you know, that's over. You're with us. You got an apartment. Shout out to Forest Green. That's awesome that you did that. I wonder, like, as a lone player, do you ever feel, I don't know, like any less loyalty or does like, do the bonds, you know, that you make with the players, the coaches and your fans and your limited time, does that help you like buy all, you know, buy into the club?
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously at Stevenage, we didn't really have the fans. Wasn't on loan there because obviously lockdown, so they couldn't get in. But I think just kind of from the first day I came down to Forest Green, that I bought right into the club straight away. I've enjoyed every moment, and the team's been brilliant, or the staff, the fans, just everything about the club's brilliant. So that's why as soon as I heard about the interested for the second kind of spell on loan, I just grabbed it with two hands. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. And I kind of want to ask about that actually next. Why? Like the first time, why did you come to Forest Green? And then why did you come back here the second time?
Yeah, it was the first time my agent phoned up saying that obviously Forest Green were interested. I think it was in the second last day of the window that I kind of heard. So it obviously happened so fast. I had to get a flight down. I think it was that night. So I had to quickly just kind of get all my stuff ready and fly down.
Wow.
So that's how that first one happened. And the second one happened. Obviously, I think before I went to Stevenage, I actually tried to get to Forest Green and loan again. But I think about the manager at that time, I don't think he wanted me. So obviously,
who was that manager?
Obviously, thankful to Stevenage as well for the opportunity. But to come back to Forest Green was brilliant, especially after the season I had last year. Just to get myself up and running again, and the kind of platform that Forest Green's gave me to go again.
I love that. And before you came back, actually, there was some joking online about Regan Hendry inviting you to come to our club. And we actually had Richard Hughes on the podcast the day before we signed you.
Yeah.
And we were we asked him, like, are there any big signings? Any truth to the Jack Aitchison's coming back? That Regan Hendry, da, da, da. And of course, he couldn't say anything. And then the very next day, boom, Jack Aitchison coming back on loan. Did you know Regan? Do you know Regan Hendry before this?
Yeah. So I played with Regan for about 4 or 5 years at Celtic.
Interesting.
So obviously, when he kind of said that on Twitter, that was just kind of a laugh. It wasn't actually planned. So he didn't really know I was signing until after I signed the contract. So that was good. Obviously, it was probably good for him to kind of settle in that he knew someday, but. I think it's good signing. I think Regan's a brilliant player and kind of suits the way that Forest can play.
Oh yeah, he's been outstanding for us. And another Scotsman, Nicky Cadden, has also been outstanding for us. All three of you guys have been unbelievable. Did you know Nicky before you came here?
No, I didn't know Cads actually before I came. Also, I kind of heard stories about him. One of my boys at Celtic was in loan and just saying that he's a good guy and stuff like that.
Nice.
But nah, I think me and Cad's got on well, and we always kind of get a bit of stick off the players and the staff because we're always kind of in like a wee kind of triangle. as soon as we're with each other for like 5 minutes, we're getting stick from the players and the staff. So
I love it. So kind of on that note, we know about the dressing room wars. You know, Dan Sweeney has told us all about that. So is there like a special bond between the Scots? Do you guys have your own little group when it comes to the dressing room wars that you battle the English boys and our Welshman, Lewis Thomas, or it's not based on nationality?
No, it's luckily I'm actually in Swinsey's changing room, so
that's a good place to be, or a bad place to be too, because I feel like he would also turn on his own people as well.
No, he's he's nuts. He's always up to something.
I love it.
Then he blames it on other people, so you don't really know who to believe.
Just a rogue mercenary.
Yeah, I love
himself.
It.
Playing the game for himself.
No one is safe around Sweden.
Yeah, he's somebody. Sometimes, if you're not having a good day, but he's just somebody that can cheer you up within like 5-10 seconds. And he's so loud. I've never met somebody so loud in my life. Like he's always needs to like shout and stuff. But it's funny guy. Funny guy.
I love it. Well, and Dan Sweeney is one of our many, outstanding defensive players. Sometimes he plays in the defensive line. Other times he'll play in the midfield in a defensive role. But kind of on that note, even though you're an attacking player, but I want to talk about the defense here. We have not conceded at home since October. That is ridiculous. You know, what do you attribute that to? Is it Rob and Richie? Is it our defense? Is it Luke McGee? Is it the fans? Is it the altitude? Other teams can't play at such a high altitude. I don't know. What is it? Pick one of those. What do you think is like the one key thing that's led to this crazy run?
Yeah, to be fair, I think we do well. I think the back four, and obviously including looking at, they do quite a lot of work, and I think they take actually quite a lot of pride in obviously keeping it out of the net. And look, I didn't know that, conceding a goal from October at home, so that's really impressive. I think it just lets us forward players kind of not do our own thing, but focus on obviously what we need to do up the pitch and believe in them back the pitch that they'll keep out the net.
Love that. And not only are we keeping goals out of the net, you are playing a huge role in on the other side of things, putting goals into the net. We are unbelievable, like just a prolific scoring team as two dumb Americans. You know, Sham and I love that. We hate Neil Mills. We cannot. We love scoring. We need big points. We need goals. So what do you think has been the key to that? Like, why is this team so fun to watch?
Yeah, I probably think the key is obviously Jam and Matty. I think they two have been unbelievable this season, but I think it also comes from, like I said, the kind of back four letting us do what we want. But I think Kane and Cads has been a massive part as well. You can see their two qualities on each wing. I think that's quite a big part of the way we play, that we get the ball with them and they go and do their stuff, but also the sitting midfielders as well, the way that they kind of break up the play to let us do our stuff again is good. So yeah, I think it's just I don't know, it's just a really fun team to play in.
Yeah, I think you hit on it, Jack. It's just like wherever we look on the pitch, we don't really see a weakness, we just see strengths and assets, right? Because we can hurt oppositions in so many different ways, like you said, in the wings with Cads and Kane, you playing through the midfield, Jamma with his hold-up play. So I just feel like there's, pick your poison if you're our opposition, right? And that's why we have a 30, our goal differential is 30. Like, man, you guys have just been killing it.
Yeah, it's mad because I think if a team tries to play one way to stop a certain one or two players, we've got another certain one or two players in a different area, so we've always kind of get kind of positions that can hurt teams, and like I say, it's really fun to play in. And I think the amount of chances we create is quite good, and that's how we kind of believe that we'd always get a score, one or two. So yeah.
Oh, and yeah, we believe that too. Like, there's never I never doubt that we're not going to score a couple goals in the HK. It's just so fun to watch. It starts with the leadership up top. Rob and Richie, I want to talk about those two in a second, but we have a few actually questions from fans. First is a managerial question. Ben, who is a massive Jack Aitchison fan, also he's a massive Buffalo Bills fan, and in the NFL playoffs, and he asks, will you be watching the Buffalo Bills today? And also, after Rob Edwards, is there a better coach than Sean McDermott, who, by the way, is the Buffalo Bills coach? Thoughts on Sean McDermott and the Bills today, Jack Aitchison?
Yeah, I'll pretend to the Buffalo. Who is it? Buffalo what?
The Bills.
Bills, like Bill, like the name. It's actually, it has to do with Buffalo, but anyway, like the animal. But
yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah, actually, right. Yeah, it's weird. It's supposed to be like the animal, but you just make it, it makes you think of currency. I think of like the Buffalo Five.
Dollar bills.
Yeah, obviously, I'm kind of pretending, but I know what I'm talking about there. But obviously, the gaffer. I think you can kind of see in the way we're playing that he gives everybody so much trust.
Yeah.
And I think more important is the freedom. He just, not that you want to make mistakes, but if you make a mistake, he lets you just go again. Otherwise, some managers can be quite hard on you and stuff like that, but he lets you go and express yourself. And I think, to be fair, I think he's probably the best manager that I've had in my career so far. Just probably getting the best out of me, to be fair, and the way I've been improving. And yeah, I'm just thankful for the opportunity to him. So yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. The best manager you've had in your career so far. That's such great praise. And you're just echoing what every player says. Freedom. You know, you don't trust. You can make mistakes and not worry about, like, not be, you know, worried about being pulled off immediately. That's beautiful. And that's what every player says. And again, that's what has created such a fun football team for us to watch. Man, Rob Edwards, I said before, you know, Richard Hughes, just like ridiculous. This is a ridiculous team that he put together, and from every single player to the managers, unbelievable. Talking about managers, let's go back to the previous one that you said didn't want you, Mark Cooper. So he used you, a bit wider. So this comes from Chris Latham. He says he thinks that you're great in the 10, but he wonders if you see yourself leading the line someday.
Maybe it's a kind of false kind of nine. I think, well, it's so hard in League 2 because the size and the width of the defenders is, yeah, it's like them. I like that team. But I really like enjoy the 10 because it's kind of like in between midfield, but in between like the striker as well. So you've got that freedom to go beyond. You've got this kind of freedom to drop in. So I think I'll stick to the 10, yeah, so far.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, we've seen you do some great things between the lines, between those two defensive lines. Just,
oh yeah. Chris Latham also, he asked another question that you kind of already answered, but he says apart from the questions that you've already answered that he's asking here, he also just says he loves you. He loves your selfless style that we've seen over your two stints with us. So again, that goes back to, you know, what we said earlier, or with the question I asked earlier, when it was like, what's a better feeling, the perfect through ball to a teammate for a goal or you scoring a goal? And you said the perfect through ball, and it shines through. You know, that's what Chris Latham said here in his comment as well. Club secretary James Mooney, you know that guy, Jack?
Yeah, he's already laughing. A little bit too much.
Sorry, a little bit too much. Oh, and he's a Spurs supporter too, so a little rivalry there. He asked, how many times a week do you get your hair cut?
I get my hair cut once a week, yeah, every 7 days.
Really? That's amazing. That is amazing. It shows. I mean, it's always like perfectly cut. Really.
That's
even during like, the, what's that?
If I don't have it cut and I feel a wee bit ragged, I don't play well, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't feel fresh.
It's all about aerodynamics, right? You gotta get the line clean. Keep the line clean.
I'm actually putting the team first, if you think about it, so.
Oh, I love that. What about during the pandemic, though? Wasn't it hard to get a haircut? Maybe that's why you said you didn't play so well at Stevenage.
Yeah, I think that was the case, that I looked a bit homeless. That I probably was homeless because I was living in a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
But, it was tough to get my hair cut in the pandemic, and I didn't enjoy that one bit.
All right, here we go. The Jake Wyman, Mimi Keane, GIF question of the week. Jake, not Mimi, but Jake asked, which teammate were you closest to during your first loan spell, and which teammate are you closest to now?
First one was tough because all the boys welcomed me with open arms. So I think I need to say Kyle Taylor, because obviously I shared an apartment with him. So obviously I was with him literally 24/7. So he was a really good guy. But I think even people like, you get Aaron Collins, you had Matty Stevens. And probably a big one is obviously Ibu. He took me kind of under his wing, and which was really good. So yeah, that was the first one. And the second one, the big one is obviously Sadu Diallo. He's kind of like a big brother kind of figure, because like he's on my back. If I make a mistake, he's always on me. So and he, me and him actually shared an apartment the last, when we first came here. So he actually moved out because I have that bit of kind of banter that he didn't want to share with me because he didn't like me and stuff. But, yeah, but now you, then obviously you get the Scottish boys like Cads and Regan, so it's so hard to pick one person. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's a great sign, though, right? It's a great sign exactly. of the club environment.
Yeah, I think it kind of shows in the pitch because everybody gets on with everybody. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes when you go to teams, there can be like little small groups, but I think it's just one big group here and it's shown in the pitch.
Yeah. Oh, and you have to thank it's Dan Sweeney clear. For that too, because anyone's a target, so no one can be that's, in their own clique. Everyone is under the Dan Sweeney right. prank target.
No, he's, yeah, I try and equal keep him as good side, but thanks.
I love it. But yeah, that's something Richard Hughes looks for is like it's not just your talent on the pitch. It's how well you fit in this culture. And you can see that he's put together not only incredibly talented players, but players who get along with each other, who make it really feel like a family. And that's what elevates it to the next level. We have a question here. Speaking of Richard Hughes and contracts. Colwick 2009 asks, are you going to join us full time? And Gamer 21345 asks a similar question. Are you going to sign with us permanently?
Yeah, you probably need to ask Rich Hughes that.
All right. We'll direct that one to Richard.
There we go. But that's something that I would obviously like to happen. And I really enjoy playing here. And hopefully US fans can see it in the pitch that how much I love the club and the fans and stuff. So yeah, we'll see what happened at the end of the season. So yeah,
yesterday was a perfect example of the joy that we see both in your play and then the results of your play too with that jam of goal. It was just so much fun. A great way to cap off that match yesterday.
Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful. And you are a fan favorite. Yeah, you're a fan favorite. People love you, and I think it is because of the selfless play. People really admire that about you. So I think we would all be ecstatic if you were offered a contract and you did sign with us. But I don't know how much longer is your, what is your contract with Barnsley? Like how many more years do you have on that?
Yeah.
You're allowed to tell us. I don't know.
Yeah. After this season, I've got one more year plus an option. So if the club takes that up, I'm not really sure, but football changes every day, every day. Yeah. So you never know what can happen.
Oh yeah. So I guess we'd have to offer a transfer fee for you if we want that to happen, which just brings up another kind of question I have. I guess that it just seems like as a footballer you're kind of in a weird position that you are like an asset to a club. You're a person, but you're also like an asset, which is just seems so odd to me. And I just wonder, like, how does that feel as a person to be an asset of a club that can be moved around and sold and bought?
Yeah, I don't know, just obviously as a player you don't really kind of think about it like that, but obviously the way that some people put it, that you're literally just an asset and just they're basically in control of you know what I mean? So I think obviously going on loan, you kind of think about it that way from obviously your kind of parent club perspective, but obviously from the loan club you think that you really appreciate that the club that comes and gets you and takes you in loan and makes you feel welcome and wanted. So that's what Forest Green done, and I think that's why I've got quite a lot of love for the club, that they gave me such an opportunity at quite a young age and believed in me, which I'm thankful for again, obviously down to Rich Hughes and obviously Dale, the owner and the manager and stuff like that. So yeah, it's good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great to hear that there's forces there that are kind of going against the dehumanizing part of it, where it's like when you think you're an asset or, I'm not a person to maybe these people. So I'm glad that you're experiencing some of that love.
Yeah, no, yeah. Definitely.
So we've only got a couple more questions here and then we'll let you go. You've dealt with us two idiots long enough. Well, one of the things we struggle with, Shyam and I are big nickname guys, but we haven't hit the nickname yet for Jack Aitchison. And this is a question from a fan, Ben. He asks, which childhood nickname embarrassed you the most, or which was your favorite? Or both, either one.
To be fair, I only really had one nickname when I was younger, and that was called H-E.
H-E,
so it's kind of obviously from my son, H-E. So it's like H, the Y, and then, but Forest Green, the boys call me here Wee Man. Obviously, Wee is obviously it's a Scottish word, and I'm actually small, so that's in well. So.
Did Dan Sweeney originate that one?
He might have had a big part to play in it, but I think it came from obviously more Richie, the assistant. He just started calling me, and it just kind of stuck.
nothing to sniff at. And again, we're going back to a '90s reference, so you won't get this, Jack. But probably one of my favorite characters from that show in the movies, Jackass. You ever see any of those movies?
Yeah.
Wee Man. I just love
Wee Man. Wee
Man.
There we go.
He's great.
There we go. Okay, so last fan question here. This actually comes from a massive fan of Jack Aitchison, but they wanted to remain anonymous. So they ask, "What's your problem with Billie Eilish? She's class."
I take it that came from Jack Evans.
It did come from Jack Evans. All right, I cannot confirm or deny that it came from Jack Evans. I don't know.
I think it was just, I'm trying to think of what it was. I think obviously you're in the gym, you try to kind of get pumped up and do a good gym session, then you get kind of, not depressing music, but you get Billie Eilish and coming out the speaker and you're just kind of like, what's happening here? No, I mean, it's not my type of music, but I respect his type of music, and if it is able, that is right enough. But yeah, what a guy he is.
So what is your jam? What is the jam that comes on in the training room that kind of gets you amped and ready to go?
Yeah, I think it's probably just the same as everybody, really. Just a bit of hip-hop, a bit of rap and stuff. I think everybody listens to the same music nowadays, so it's quite easy to, in the gym, unless Evo's on the speaker. But yeah, it's not too bad.
Love it. All right, so here we go. Last question, and then we're gonna do a teammate talk, and then we are getting out of here, letting you free from this nonsense of talking to us. So you are already beloved by FGR supporters. Everyone loves Jack Aitchison. But someday, a long time from now, possibly the end of the season, probably the end of the season when the loan ends, but hopefully not. Hopefully we sign you for a record transfer free from Barnsley, and we get to keep you. But the question is, whenever you leave us, how do you want to be remembered by Forest Green?
Obviously, I think from a kind of football perspective that kind of helped the club and such. Hopefully, it'll be a promotion season. But just for me, probably just being a nice kind of person, a good guy. Down-to-earth and humble person more than anything. And obviously football-wise, like I said, that helping the club out and doing stuff like that. So, yeah.
I love that. And I think people already think of you like that. And you were already remembered like that after you left, the first time. And now that you're back, I think you're just really cementing that in the fans' head, and especially in new fans. And also, you didn't mention this because you did mention humility and you are humble, but it's the selflessness too that we love. So anyway, Jack, we're going to move on to teammate talk here, and then we'll get out of here. Sean, take it away.
So, Jack, we like to do teammate talk because you give the listeners, you give us a little peek into the dressing room and how this team has come together so well and gelled to be so successful. And this is teammate talk, Egypt edition, right? And so named because if we two American dolts were to turn up in Glasgow or Edinburgh, it's the obvious consensus word that would be applied to us by all the Scots we encounter. Okay, so
that means idiot.
Egypt, right?
Yeah. Right. Does it mean idiot?
Idiot.
Okay. Yeah, that's an appropriate term for us. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And we're doing it a little bit different. Normally we ask you questions and kind of guide you a little bit, but since you are the first of the Scottish triumvirate at the club to join us here on Heaven's Devils Pod, we want to know, what of old Caledonia do your teammates remind you of? So how would you describe your teammates in Scots terms? So basically, who's the fried Mars bar of the team, and so on and so forth. All right, so we're gonna give you a few names of people affiliated with the club, or those affiliated with the club. And we just want you to either come up with a word that you think best describes them, in Scottish culture, what they remind you of home. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, I'll try my best.
Okay, cool. So we'll start off easy. We'll start off easy with the Scots boys. All right, so what about cats?
Hold on. Don't know. I need to say wee man for him because he's quite small as well.
I love it.
Love it. It's part of the wee men crew. I love it.
Wee men crew. But I hear he has a lot of issues when people call him short.
Yeah, I try not to call him it, but if he's winding me up, I'll give him the wee man shout. So
nice. It's good to keep that in the back pocket, right?
Yeah.
All right. And okay, and how about our man, Regan Hendry? And by the way, shout out to belated birthday wishes to the birthday boy.
Yeah, I was going to go a Scottish word there, but I think I need to keep him in the Regan Hendry shout because I think everybody loves calling him that because he's like, I think it gets on to him a little bit. So,
that's great.
Nice. It seems like there's this idea at the club that the best way to get the performance out of you, Cads, and Regan is to kind of get on your skin a little bit.
Yeah, with nicknames. There we go. I like it. Yeah, Wee Man, Wee Man, and Vegan Hendry. That's perfect.
Yeah. Is there a particular way you also wish somebody happy birthday in Scotland, or a specific kind of tradition you have to celebrate someone's birthday among your friends?
No, I think it'd just be like kind of birthday dumps. I don't do maybe.
What? What did you say? Buffy dumps?
Birthday dumps. No, yeah. What is that? What is that?
So obviously, like, what age they're in Scotland, like, say they're like 10-year-old or something, like, you'll hit them in the back like 10 times, but obviously, if it's your friend or something, like, you'll proper punch them in the back.
I love it.
Oh, my God. Oh, incredible.
So did you do that to Regan? Did you punch him 20 whatever times?
Yeah, he's 24 now, he's getting on, but. Yeah, I'm not actually. So I think when I go next into training, I'll just come out the corner and just start leaning at him 24.
Nice. Time. Yeah, happy we can remind you. I'm sure. Yeah, Regan's gonna appreciate that.
Yeah, and get Maddie Stevens to help you, the boxer.
Yeah.
Actually, we don't want Regan injured. We don't want Regan injured.
No. When I was at Stevenage, Matty actually, he gave me like a wee slight jab in the ribs, and I don't think I could breathe for like a week.
Incredible.
I'm not sure if you've seen his videos on Twitter, like him and the boxing pads and stuff. Like, he's, I wouldn't like to get in the wrong side of him,
No. Yet another wee man that you don't want to upset.
So, he's small as well, so.
Yeah, I love it. I love that FCR is a place for powerful wee men. It's I'm sending me, man. I love it. All right, how about Dom Bernard? How would you describe him in Scots terms, or what does he remind you of in Scotland?
He's just a nutter, isn't he? Like, he's just a nutter. So, like, he's just always, like, pumped up and ready to do stuff. And, yeah, he's nuts. He's just nuts.
I love it.
All right, yeah, Nathan, you want to go ahead?
All right, what about Sweens? We've mentioned him several times now.
He's a madman. He's just... I don't actually have one word that could describe Sweens. I think he's a big character on the team. I think he's quite a big part of what we've done this season, keeping everybody together. And I don't know, just the kind of squad, kind of morale that he's brought together. So he's a big character on the team, and he's a good character.
I love it. What about Matty Stevens, the people's champ?
Yeah, what can I say for my this? I don't know. I think you need to say what is it the fans call him, the people's champ?
The people's champ.
Yeah. I think with that one, because what he's done this season, I think he's got 19 goals a season now. So yeah, I think obviously being at Stevenage with him last season, I think me and Matty kind of were in the same kind of boat, not getting much game time, and so I think we came close, and yeah, I'm buzzing for what he's done this season.
Right. And then finally, last but not least, how about Mobot? What does Mobot remind you of that's Scottish, or if you could apply a word to him?
Is that?
So Mobot. Robot groundskeeper at Four Screen Overs. Mobot. Oh,
do you not know about Mobot, Jack?
No.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Well, from what we've heard, Mobot only comes out when the press is there, but it's like a little robot. It's a robotic lawnmower that allegedly mows the pitch, and it's all run on green energy.
No, I can't say I know much about that.
We've also heard he's an angry drunk, so you know.
Yeah, we tried to get Mobot on the pod, but we fail every time. Anyway, all right, we'll wrap it up there. We'll put you out of your misery, Jack. This was amazing, though, Jack.
Such a great sport, man.
Yeah, man, awesome to get to know you, man. Like I said, all the fans adore you for what you do on the pitch. Those who've had interactions with you off the pitch also adore you, and man, we can see why. This was such a cool conversation, man. You're such a good dude, and just. Continued success. You know, we love these stories. Kind of like what you just said of like you and Matty Stevens not getting the playing time that, you know, you deserved in the past. And then this year just coming out and both of you just
showing your quality. You know, yeah,
exactly. Proving it. Any doubters wrong. It's just been a joy to watch you this year at Jack. So continued success, man. I hope that you stay with us somehow. I hope we can work some kind of magic and keep you after the end of the season. But man, thank you for coming on the pod, Jack.
No, I just want to say thanks very much for having me on, and it's been a good time, and hopefully the fans can kind of take the person I am away from this and maybe listen to a podcast with putting me to sleep at night, but thanks very much for having me on.
No, cheers, yeah, Jack.
Man. Cheers, brother. Jack Aitchison! Oh, Jack, what a guy, man. Awesome chat with an awesome dude. With an awesome accent. Shimmy, what did you think of our boy Jack Aitchison?
Well, you know, his nickname may be Wee Man, but we feel like he's larger than life. After the assist he gave Jamma yesterday on Saturday for the win, and just the way like he's been a humble but thoughtful and dedicated player for our squad, even though there's so much uncertainty as a loney. Just love it, man. Love that, man.
Yeah, I think he's impossible not to love. I wish we could keep him. I hope we can keep him. But anyway, that's above our pay grade, Shimmy. What is our pay grade?
I don't know, but the multiplier is definitely zero on it. So whatever tier we on, that's the multiplier that they apply. So.
All right, Shimmy. Well, let's go on. We have a massive match on Saturday against our little rival. And number two in the table, number one versus number two, Forest Green Rovers take on Tranmere Rovers. Battle of the Rovers, battle of one and two, battle of good versus evil, with us being good, of course. We should have brought on 15-year-old Jack to preview this one because he hates Tranmere.
Two Jacks in one show, I think we would have broken the pot.
That's a good point. Too many Jacks. We try to get the Tranmere pod on. Every time we message them, they ghost us. Probably smart of them. They've done their research.
West Elm, Tranmere. Is that what I'm hearing?
So So we ghosted. Can't. Anyway, so we'll do the preview ourselves here, which will be really bad. Way worse than it would have been if we had them on. But anyway, Tranmere right now, second in the table, Shimmy. We are first. They are second. They are the best defensive league in the team in the league. Did I say defensive league in the league?
defensive team in the league.
They're the best defensive team in the league. Only let in 15 goals this season. Unbelievable, Shimmy. Unbelievable, Shimmy Bob. 15 goals. We're actually, by the way, the second best team in the league. Only letting in 21 goals. So this could be a defensive battle, except we score goals. They don't. They've only scored 28 goals, Shimmy. Our boys, the Matt Attack, have scored more than that, Shimmy. So they're excellent on defense. Not great on the attack, but it hasn't seemed to matter because they eke out results, these 1-0 victories. The XG table shows that they're, and not just the XG table, other analytics too, show that they're kind of overperforming where you might expect them to be. In fact, in the XG table, they're 16th. Yeah. Wild to be 16th in the XG table and second in the actual table. Looking at the last match, they played Tranmere. Not that they are Tranmere. They played Crawley.
They played themselves. I think Forest Green Rovers fans know that. They're always playing themselves.
So they played Crawley. A fairly even match the first half. In fact, Crawley might have had a little bit of an edge. Second half, though, Tranmere took over. Their quality prevailed, and they won 1-0. So they're coming off a win, coming off a classic Tranmere 1-0 win. They don't score many goals, but they don't let many in either, Shimmy. What are you thinking for Saturday?
You know, I think it's finally, shall we say, maybe like the luck, or maybe just like the middling performances are finally going to, you know, come back to haunt them. Because I thought we were going to be played really tight by Carlisle, and it started, the game started out that way, and Carlisle was next to us on the form table, right? It was us and Carlisle, and we ended up being 3-0 victors and having a very sound victory.
And not just 3-0 victors, just a dominating 3-0. Like, we had 9 shots on goal. They had 1. It wasn't even close. It could have been
exactly,
worse, you know?
Exactly. And while it's always my opinion that Tranmere is in its appropriate place when it's number 2, because, of course, Tranmere is number 2, I just think that the difference in quality and the momentum is with us. There's always that fear that this is going to be the match that turns the tide, and you know, I think every fan of a club is like, oh man, this is going to be the one where our season gets derailed or goes off the rails, you know. But I trust Rob Edwards, trust Richie Kyle, I trust our team, especially in a match against a rival like Tranmere, a hated rival. For them to come through and to pull out the victory. And hey, we have a goal differential of 30. They're the next closest at 13, is that right? Or no, they have 13.
I think Leinorien,
okay. Tranmere is at 13.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, Tranmere is at 13. So I think just that difference in attacking quality is gonna be the difference, really.
Let's go. Well, yeah, we have the attacking quality that they seem to be lacking. Last time we played, it was a 0-0 draw. They did get a red card, but it was like at the very end of the game, so it didn't, you know, really matter. But they did shut us down. They did shut us out. They kept a clean sheet. I don't know. I think it's going to be another cagey affair. It's got a draw written all over it, Jimmy. But
never predicted that.
Never predicted a draw, Shimmy. Never predicted a draw. Mm. We were also pretty poor at finishing last time. We had a few decent chances and just couldn't put them away. Actually, we created a pretty... we created, if memory serves me correct, we created a lot of chances, actually, but we couldn't put any away. We put ourselves in great position, but just didn't finish the job. We are going to finish the job this time, Shimmy. Even though Tranmere is the best defensive team in the league, we're winning this one,
yes.
Shimmy. 2-0, Shimmy. 2-0. We are going to have a beautiful assist. So it's going to be a cagey fair first half. Going to be 0-0 first half, keeping us on our toes. Then second half, in a brilliant move by Coach Rob Edwards, Dom Bernard is going to swap places with Jameel Matt. So Jameel Matt is going to go back in the defense, and Dom Bernard is going to come up and play striker. Jack Aitchison, today's guest, is going to deliver the most beautiful through ball you've ever seen to Dom Bernard, and Dom Bernard is going to slot it home. Top right corner, Shimmy, upper 90. Dom Bernard, 1-0. And then right at the end of the game, right in the closing time, just to break their hearts, our man Jack Aitchison scores a second goal to put it away. 2-0 to the Rovers. What do you got, Shimmy?
Yeah, hey, I'm with you. I feel like we're going to keep going. We're gonna surpass the last cagey affair, not have it be a draw. I say we keep on rolling with a 2-0 win.
Let's keep rolling. 2-0. Who are the goal scorers, Shimmy?
Well, far be it for me to challenge Nate Stradamus, who saw through the fog Dom Bernard's score on Twitter on Tuesday.
Yes!
We all saw it.
Shout out to Dom Bernard.
Through the fog of the future. We saw it.
That was his game. Like, he was going to score 3 finally in that game. It was happening.
It was.
Stupid fog.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, that was a beautiful, beautiful goal. You could see his class and his goals, the technical ability in that goal that he scored in the fog in his warm-ups. He was due for a hat trick there. Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
But I'm gonna say the Matt attack will be on point again. So both Maddie Stevens, Jameel Matt, they're gonna come in and they're gonna do their thing. They're gonna get lovely service from Kane Wilson. Hopefully, our boy Jack Aitchison has earned a starting opportunity after coming on as a super sub during Carlisle. But no matter what, he's going to make it into the game. He's going to have one of those patented through balls that's just going to make us gasp with excitement right before the ball bulges the onion bag.
I love that. And on that note, actually, I hate to go back to the match against Carlisle, but let's go back. Because also, young Jake Young got the start against Carlisle, and he was phenomenal. And so how can we – we just have too many good players, too many players we love on this team. We do. I want young Jake Young to play every game all 90 minutes, and I want Jack Aitchison to play every game all 90 minutes. How do we make that happen? Make it happen, Rob. Make it happen. Because Jake Young was amazing, and Jack Aitchison was also amazing. So it's like, what a problem. Good problem to have, I guess. But what a problem that is for Rob Edwards. Who do you play? Who do you start? They've both been.
Yeah, you can say they've earned opportunities and earned the chance with their play, right? But again, we obviously aren't there at training. We don't know what fitness situations are. So at the end of the day, you trust Rob Edwards and Richie Kyle to put their best 11 out there. But man, both of those young guys, young Jake Young, it's in the name.
Baby
Jack Aitchison at 21 exactly. years old, just. Playing out of their minds,
exactly.
Playing with a maturity that is awesome to see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, Jimmy, let's get out of here, man. This has been over an hour. People don't want... Oh,
we,
but
shout
we
hate
out
each other. We can't stand to be around each other for another second. We have
that's
a
right.
1 hour timer right. every podcast. It's all just an act. The 1 hour timer's gone off.
That's right. It's time for us to go. But wait, shout out to... Laura B for the awesome little tweet. She said, latest Hevs Devs pod getting me through marathon training today. Episode ended just as I rounded the final corner. Any chance you guys can make the next one a bit longer, please? These runs are going to be further. So just for you, Laura B, we made this longer. I think you're going to regret that request.
Maybe next time we can also record it like three quarter speed. I know people can speed through or slow down podcasts, but we'll actually record. At slower speed. We're going to chop and screw the Heaven's Devil podcast.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's an ancient hip-hop trick that I wish would come back. The chop and screw, the Dirty South, Texas rap, like Houston rap was big in that. We need to bring back the chop and screw shimmy.
It's up to us to do it.
It's up to us to do it. If two men can revitalize Houston hip-hop, it's you and me, Sham.
Yes. Listen, one of our good friends, Ben, has Texas connections, so we're good. We've got street cred. Sure.
All right. And actually, my wife's cousins live down in Houston. Big Iranian population down there. Shout out to Bethnia. Shout out to Babek. Anyway, shout out to Jale. But let's get out of here before Laura.
We'll keep listing family members in hopes to extending the podcast one time. For you, Laura, all for you.
All right, Jimmy.
Well, you know.
All right.
We'll close it out. Up the Vegan Rovers. We are FGR.
Up the Vegan Rovers.
You know we gotta.
And you know we gotta. Praise his name, brother. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for hanging out with us. Up the Vegan Rovers. Let's smoke Tranmere on Saturday. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. This is 50.
50, baby.
I can't believe it, Jimmy.
Thanks, everybody.
50, baby. We made it to 50. Thank you, guys. All right. Bye.